From the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Even now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? Every family's got its share of stories and characters and catchphrases that we associate with them. Jeannie had a great uncle, Walter, who was a wonderfully large and robust and one of these guys that just apparently grabbed life and took it for every minute it was worth. And at dinner, typically, the dinner being served was plenty, but always there was a little something extra for Walter, whether it be something from yesterday out of the refrigerator that needed finishing, or I guess he was especially fond of the gizzards, and things like that. A little something extra for Walter, which makes me think of what I was talking to Lyndon about a minute ago. This morning, the sun rose 10 minutes earlier on the clock than it did a week ago. The sun tonight will set 5 minutes later than it did a week ago. 15 extra minutes of daylight have accumulated this week. 2 minutes extra. A little something special for us. And as the days continue to get longer until we approach June 21st, at which time we'll have another set of issues to deal with, but for now, and for the next couple of months, every day brings us 2 minutes extra. The question is, what shall we do? I made a list. I think that among many, many, many other things that we can think of, we might use that extra 2 minutes to, well, the way I wrote it here was savor something sweet. There are lots of different ways to eat cookies. Some of us eat them plain. Some of us are dunkers. I'm what I call a stuffer. I don't care how big the cookie is. A cookie is bite-sized. I put a whole chocolate chip cookie in my mouth and then slosh it with a bunch of milk, and I can savor the sweetness for at least a minute. I don't know what you consider to be sweetness worth savoring, whether it be chocolate or a moment with someone, or take your pick, but you've got 2 extra minutes a day to savor something sweet, a gift of God. Reminiscing is interesting, isn't it? It's harder to do it with pictures these days because pictures are seemingly almost relentlessly digital, and you almost have to have a computer and a screen and all that. I know you can print them and all of that, but all of us have boxes and scrapbooks of mementos and images of places we've been, people we've loved, things we've experienced. And even if many of that is beyond what we could ever experience again for any manner or variety of issues, we got a couple extra minutes today to perhaps, if we choose, go back in time. Reminisce and re-experience a place we went, someone we knew, a moment in our lives where we had reached the mountain, or a moment where we had gotten through the valley. 2 minutes extra to reminisce and draw strength from where we've been. And draw strength from where we've been to see us through where we are. One minute of silence is seemingly a long time. And one thing we might do with 2 minutes, especially if we're feeling particularly vengeful or angry at someone who has done us in or is in the process of doing us wrong, take a breath before we try to clobber them back. We may need to clobber them back at some point. But it's a process that I think requires some care and deliberation. 2 minutes extra to take a breath and take it slow and do it right to mend or defend the wrongs in our lives. 2 minutes extra to take a breath. And on a more positive note, bring your grandchild to church or something similar. Get in touch with a child in your life. We're talking this week about quality of life in class, and infant mortality rates are one of the qualities of life. And we were talking about how good a society is at keeping its children alive for a year, because that's how you calculate infant mortality. And I got to thinking about the pictures we have of all of our grandchildren on their first birthday, which includes always a picture of a child in a high chair with a mass of cake in front of them and most of it on their faces. If that won't bring a smile to your face, I don't know what will. The gusto with which a child on his or her first anniversary of their birth, because we actually only get one birthday, grabbing a hold of and taking on the next year with a face full of cake. We have webcams in our house. We get in touch with the grandkids as often as possible, and they enrich our lives immeasurably. You don't have to have grandkids to do this. Mrs. Ashley tells me, among many other things she has planned for her new library, is a children's section and a story hour. At some point soon, maybe sooner than not, sooner than later, she may be recruiting readers, perhaps. Get in touch with a child and use the ability you have to read, to tell a story, to experience the moment. 2 minutes extra today for the next few months. And in that spirit, maybe your child or grandchild or a child in your life can teach you something new about how to use a computer. Our 5-year-old plays checkers with us on the internet. He doesn't play checkers very well, but he's been pointing and clicking since he was 2. And Google is a verb now. You Google people, or you Google something. There are many, many different ways to learn something, some way. And today, we have 2 minutes extra to learn something new. Maybe learn something new from a child in your life or someone you haven't talked to in a while. Maybe Google Wikipedia, which they tell me is the new online encyclopedia. And one thing I didn't know until fairly recently is you can actually edit Wikipedia. You can put your own stuff in there if you want. You can put yourself in Wikipedia online. I caution my students into giving a lot of that too much credibility, but nonetheless, it's out there and we can learn. 2 minutes extra, learn something new. And maybe finally and most profoundly, at the end of the day, when the sun has set, 2 minutes extra in prayer. Gratitude for the 2 minutes of daylight maybe, but simply for what the day has brought or how you've been seen through what the day has brought. One of my favorite books is an allegory called Celebrate the Sun. And in the spirit of the more well-known Jonathan Livingston Seagull, this is a story about Harry Langendorf Pelican, who at the end of the book tells everyone who hears the story what it means to celebrate the sun. The elders stood at the outside of the circle and motioned Harry Langendorf to join them in a conference. He waddled towards them with a warm smile. "We had a nice day," he said. "You have lost your vision," they said angrily. "No, I think I've found it," said Harry Langendorf. "I've never felt better in my life." "Life is not for feeling better," they said. "Life is for striving and accomplishment, for discipline and progress and growth, new achievements and bold adventures. Then you will deserve to feel better." Harry laughed. "What's wrong with watching the fishermen and enjoying the sea lions? There's so much to see, so much to enjoy. And what's wrong with just sitting and staring out to sea? I'm learning to do nothing," he said with a big smile. "You are dragging us down," they said. "The young will lose their energy and ambition. There is so little time to improve ourselves. We can be great birds, flying high above the heavens, moving beyond the earth, into an unknown atmosphere and unheard of horizons." Or we can watch the sunset, said Harry Langendorf, turning away. But you are missing so many opportunities to improve yourself. Such opportunities never come again.
Opportunities return, said Harry quietly.
You have grown aimless and undisciplined, they said.
I hope so, he replied. It hasn't been easy.
But is it wrong to aspire to fly higher and faster, they asked.
Not if you want to, he said, but I really don't want to.
It was expected of me, and I expected it of others. You fear competition, said one of the elders. You realize that the young will surpass you, and you are afraid.
Sometimes I am afraid, said Harry Langendorf, but I am not afraid of being surpassed. Competition has not made me happy.
What if everyone were like you, they asked. Who would take responsibility?
I don't know, said Harry, but I can be responsible without competing.
You are indeed mad, they said.
Perhaps I am. But we've talked long enough. Now I would like to watch the final moments of the sunset. The water was quiet now, the waves lapping gently at the rocks. The pelicans were gathered in silence at the shore. A single ship was framed against the declining sun and seemed to be on fire. A giant path of water from sun to shore shone with an iridescent gold. There was nothing to say. It was too beautiful. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? God says. Even now it springs forth. And today we have 2 minutes extra. Amen.